Jordan's King Abdullah has denounced Israel's assassination in Gaza of Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, the leader of the radical Palestinian group Hamas, calling it a crime that will only fuel more violence. Several thousand Palestinians and Jordanians protested peacefully in central Amman after afternoon prayers. Demonstrators marched in central Amman carrying Qurans, banners of condolences, and pictures of Sheikh Yassin. They shouted, "Our blood, our soul, we sacrifice for Sheikh Yassin, for Palestine, for our Muslim brothers." Music shops along the route played Arab nationalist songs. In the mostly Palestinian neighborhood of Wahdat, disbelief was quickly replaced by anger and despair.
<laughs> 35-year-old
Farid Mohammed Hajjaj is originally from Gaza. He remembers paying a visit to Sheikh Yassin when he visited relatives there about 9 years ago. Farid says Sheikh Yassin was a man of religion and a symbol of the Palestinian struggle. <laughs> 18-year-old university student Dania Fahad says her family wept when they watched news of Sheikh Yassin's death on television. Jordanian-born Ahmed calls the assassination a cowardly act. He says Sheikh Yassin was a religious man in a wheelchair, and he was killed as he was leaving the mosque after early morning prayers. Sheikh Yassin was sentenced to life in prison in 1989 for establishing the militant group Hamas, but Israel later released him in 1997. Israeli officials have made no secret in recent years about targeting the Hamas leader amid charges he was still promoting violence against Israel. Political analyst Labib Kamhawi, himself a Palestinian, says killing the religious leader will unleash violence beyond Israel's borders.
A person like me who is normally keeps a cool head and can articulate his emotions, I feel extremely angry and upset because I see no reason why should we be pushed and forced into positions that could only be translated by violence.
Mr. Kamhawi says many in the Muslim world will also blame the U.S. government because of its close ties to Israel. Palestinians account for more than half of Jordan's population of 5.2 million. Many fled Israel after the 1948 and 1967 Arab-Israeli wars, but they still have relatives in Gaza and the West Bank. Jordan was the second Arab state after Egypt to sign a peace treaty with Israel in 1994, but Mr. Kamhawi says Jordan's condemnation of the Israeli action must be loud and clear.
If they don't take it a step back, they cannot take it at all a step forward. So either we're looking at a stalemate in terms of relationship, or it will get a little bit worse, but not better.
Jordan's foreign minister flew to Cairo early in the day for emergency consultations with his Syrian and Egyptian counterparts. Laurie Kasman, VOA News, Amman.